Hello.
Hi, Candice. This is Shireen on a recorded line. I believe our call just got disconnected.
Yes, that's because my boss, she's got me trying to do a thousand things before I leave out right face. I'm so
Okay.
sorry about that.
No worries.
I'm so sorry.
I'll try to get through this as quickly as possible. I just need a couple more things from you before moving forward. How many times did you say you were injected with the product in your lifetime?
Four times within a 3 month period.
Okay, so how many times would you say in your whole life that
Once
you've
a
had the
month.
product?
Once a month.
Once a month for 12 months? Okay, and then you were on it for 4 years, so about 48 times, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, and what was the name of the facility where you were prescribed the Depo?
You said that I do who? My
What is
phone
the
is
name
so
of?
low. I'm so sorry to keep asking that.
Okay. What is the name of the facility that prescribed you the Depo?
You said that I come home
No.
from who?
What was the name of the facility that prescribed you the Depo?
Oh, you talking about like the hospital?
The name of the facility that prescribed you the Depo.
Walgreens.
Okay, Walgreens. What is the the address or the city?
Oh shit, I gotta remember said shoot. Let me think
Then
about that.
Detroit.
Yeah, it's in Detroit, but I mean all this stuff was a while ago, so just give me a second. I gotta remember stuff, then I'm at work.
Okay, no worries.
It
There's
was at
Jefferson.
Walgreens on Woolworth. I do remember it was on Woolworth. I think it was like that zip code was 48226. Woolworth. The Walgreens on Woolworth is, I think it's 600. 660. That's what it was. 660 Woolworth Avenue, somewhere around there, Detroit, Michigan.
Okay, pull that up right now. Okay, yes, I do have that address right here. Do you know the name of the doctor that prescribed you the Depo?
Oh shit, let me think about that. It says, she,
It's okay if not.
No, I do. I remember her name. You gotta give me. I'm having a very hectic day at
It's
work. I'm
okay, no
so
worries. I
sorry.
understand. I'm trying my best to fly through
She
this as
gave
well.
me. It was a lady. God, what was her name? Just give me 1 minute. I gotta remember her name. This lady has me so stressed out here at this job.
Again, it's okay if not. You can provide it to the attorneys when they if they ask for it.
Oh, okay. Because I was studying like something Reeves. I think her name was Reeves. Reeves. She
Okay,
was
do you know the facility
Dr.
where she
Pamela Louise Reeves. That was her name. Pamela Louise Reeves. She worked for obstetrics and gynecology at that time.
Okay, I believe I found her.
I have seen her over at it used to be DMC at the time.
Dr. Pamela Reeves?
Yes.
Okay. And she works in Detroit, Michigan?
Yes.
Okay, so I have Dr. Pamela J. Simmons Reeves, is that
No,
correct?
her name is Pamela Louise Reeves or something. That was her name.
Okay, I'm not finding that on Google. Give me one second. Oh, I got it. Got it. Okay. Pamela L. Reeves, and she works in
Yes, that was the doctor.
obstetrics. Okay. And then what was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Was it a CT scan, MRI scan, or both?
I had a MRI scan and what is it, CAT scan?
Okay. And then what was the name of the facility of where you were diagnosed?
What was that thing? That was Detroit, God damn it, DMC Hospital. Down off Henry Ford. Is it, was that Henry Ford? I gotta make sure. Damn.
Okay, there is a
Wait,
couple
I can't remember
facilities for
everything right now.
DMC. Is it DMC Health in Jefferson or DMC Metropolitan?
It's off the boulevard, I know that. Let me see.
It on Imperial Highway?
No, that wouldn't be it.
Or there's John R. Street, or there's St. Anthony Street.
I want to make sure I say that right because I don't been to so many damn doctors. And you said the last time I've been to her? I can't remember the last time I've been to her doctor's office.
No, I did not ask that. I just wanted to know the address. Is it DMC Detroit Receiving Hospital? Is that the facility?
Oh, you want the address where I was getting treated at by her?
Where you were diagnosed.
Oh, okay, yeah, that would be by her.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is it DMC Detroit Receiving Hospital?
Oh, God. I got the shot from that lady. I got diagnosed somewhere else.
Candisha?
Yes.
We already have that information. The information that I'm asking you for right now is going to be where you were diagnosed. What was the name of the hospital where you were diagnosed?
No, I'm saying can you talk up a little bit because I can't barely hear
you. Can you hear me now?
Just a little bit. Sound like it's muffled.
Okay. How about now? Is this better?
It is, but it sounds like you're sitting far back from the phone.
No, I'm not at all. I have the microphone to my mouth. Is it DMC Detroit Receiving Hospital where you were diagnosed?
Yes.
Okay. And what is the name of the doctor that diagnosed you? Was it Dr. Reeves?
No, Dr. Reeves did not diagnose me. It was Dr. Jack, Dr. Jack P. Rock or something. He was a neurological surgeon.
Okay, let me find this information. Yes, I found Jack Rock. Okay, and then in regards to, did you ever have a prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay, and then in regards to your treatment, was that the same doctor that treated you as well?
Yes.
In the same facility as well?
Yes.
Okay, and what kind of treatment did you receive?
I had got like, what was it called? Radiation therapy. I had like 4 rounds of that.
Okay.
And then they had to kill like the cancer cells or something in there.
Okay. And then were you hospitalized at all for the meningioma?
Yes.
And what were the dates that you were hospitalized? Do you remember?
You said the states or the...
The dates. Or do you remember what month you were hospitalized?
I know I got... I was hospitalized for the test of the surgery, and it was an outpatient.
Okay. Do you remember those dates at all or no?
Not really.
Do you remember the month in which you were hospitalized or no?
I got to remember. I can't remember everything.
Okay, no
so
worries.
Late.
I can put that down. I just needed to know if you know any information I can get from you. Do you have any medical notes that you'd like to add at the moment?
None right now.
Okay. And then do you have a copy of your medical records?
No, I don't have that right
okay.
now.
Okay. Does the hospital have them? Okay. So does the hospital have them?
Yes, you can get permission from them.
And then if needed, if the attorneys need the medical records, would you be able to provide them by mail, electronically, or both?
Probably both.
Okay, and then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
They don't live with me.
Okay, and what is the relationship to this person?
My daughter.
Daughter? Can I get your daughter's phone number, please?
313-764-9996.
Okay. And then can you spell your daughter's first name for me, please?
K-E-I-Y-A-R-I-E.
And then is it the same last name?
Yes.
And do you have her email by chance, or do you want me to put down your email?
You could just put down my email.
Okay. And then do you have her address by chance, or do you want me to put down non-applicable?
I don't have her address.
Okay, no worries. All right, so what I'm going to go ahead and do is review the information with you. If anything sounds incorrect, please feel free to interrupt me, okay? So you did want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Deborah Prevere lawsuit, right?
Yes.
And then you're filing this claim on behalf of yourself. You don't currently have an attorney. You're diagnosed with a meningioma of the brain roughly around June 18, 2020. I have your date of birth as March 22nd, 1978. You did use the name brand Depo. You started using it roughly around March 8, 2016 and stopped using it roughly around May 21st, 2020. I have your first name as K-A-N-D-Y-S-H-I-N. Last name Demings, D-E-M-M-I-N-G-S. I have your social as 364-84-1793. I have your email as your first name, last name at gmail.com. I have your phone number as 313-802-4205. I have your address as P.O. Box 28071 in Detroit, Michigan, zip code 48228. In regards to Deborah Prevere, it was administered by yourself roughly around 48 times. You've been injected with the product. In terms of pharmaceutical, I have the prescribing doctor as Pamela L. Reeves. You received your Depo from Walgreens. The address I have is 660 Woodward Ave, Suite 100 RX in Detroit, Michigan, zip code 48226. And the phone number I have for the facility is 313-771-6039. In terms of diagnosis method, I have a CT scan and an MRI scan. Your diagnosing and treating doctor is Jack P. Rock. That's at DMC Detroit Receiving Hospital. Address I have for the facility is 4201 St. Anthony Street, St. Anthony in Detroit, Michigan, zip code 48201. The facility phone number I have is 313-771-6039. And then in regards to your emergency contact, I have your daughter who does not live with you. Her first name is spelled K-E-I-Y-A-R-I-E. Last name Demings, D-E-M-M-I-N-G-S. Phone number I have is 313-764-9996. I do not have an address for her, and for her email, I put down your email. Is everything correct?
That's correct.
Anything you'd like me to change or add?
No, thank you.
Okay, so what the system's doing is it's generating the documents. I just need a couple signatures from you before moving forward, and then we'll wrap up this call. It should take about 30 seconds for you to sign once you receive a text.
Okay, would it come to my email or something?
It's going to come through your email and text message. It's easier to access through text message.
Okay, I'll do it because the email just came through. Let me see if I have it.
Okay. So it's going to say
text message. Is this from you, Massport?
Yes, Massport Strategies. It's going to have my name on it, Shireen Sakala, and then there's going to be a link attached to it. Go ahead and click on that link.
Okay, hold on. I should click on the link.
It's going to ask you to agree to electronic records and signature.
Yeah, I got it right here. It says agree.
Okay. Then you agree, and then you hit the start button, and then it's going to ask you to sign an initial a couple times, and then once you're all done with the document, it'll say finish on the bottom. Let me know once you're finished, okay?
This is something to log in. I don't have my glasses, so okay. I see where it says all of this, and then it says sign. Is it? Oh, you're here, right here. Okay. I signed that one. Do I push upload?
Does it say that you need to upload anything at all?
No, it just says draw your signature.
Okay, so draw it, and then yes, adopt and sign.
Okay, yes, I signed that one. Okay. Then it says finish.
And then you hit finish once you're done.
Yes. Then it says continue, right? You're done signing. Continue.
Okay, perfect. All right, so with that being said, the attorneys are going to receive these documents. They're going to contact you within 24 to 48 hours to verify the case with you over the phone. Be on the lookout for their call. They won't be able to get started working on your case without speaking to you, so just keep that in mind. I also just went ahead and sent you a text from a 949 number, which is this number as well. If you have any questions or concerns, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. This is my direct line. You can text me, you can call me, you can email me, any of that you can do with this phone number, and I attach my email on the bottom of the text message as well. But I do want to say it was a pleasure speaking with you. I do want to thank you so much for your time and being super patient with me on the phone. I really appreciate it. I hope I didn't take up too much of your time. Of course, no worries. If you need anything at all, again, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. And I'm wishing you the best of luck with your health. And again, if you need anything, please don't hesitate to contact me, okay?
Okay, so I don't do the one that you had send me through the email. I'm all set through the one that we did through text message, right?
Correct, you're all set.
Okay, thank you. You have a nice
Thank
day.
you. You too, bye-bye.